So I recognize an idol in my life. What do I do about it? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening your heart to God. This is quite a question, and I want you to know I'm not just asking you this question, I'm asking myself too, because it's easy for all of us to develop idols in our lives, and sometimes recognizing something as an idol isn't the challenge. The challenge is deciding what to do once we know we have an idol. Today's story addresses that. It's called Idols Among Us, and it was written by L.M. King Josiah, Shaphan, the scribe said as he burst into the palace. We found this book in the temple. I've never read anything like this. If it's true, then woe for Jerusalem. Read it to me, said Josiah. Shaphan did, and then Josiah tore his robes and wept. What Shaphan read was the book of the law, the rules God's people followed to sustain the covenant between God and themselves before Jesus fulfilled the law. Josiah recognized that Jerusalem was full of sin, the breaking of God's good rules. There were idols at every corner. So Josiah destroyed them. The next era of Jerusalem was filled with fire, but instead of burning incense to false gods, the city had a thick cloud of smoke over it from burning the shrines, altars, and temples of the idols. But what does a story about burning idols have to do with us today? You might be thinking, I don't have any idols. It's not like I pray to the moon or anything. Consider this. When tragedy happens, which do you do first? Post about it or pray about it? We as humans often go to other things before we think to go to God. Humans have a desire to worship. Unfortunately, we tend to forget who made us with that desire and try to fulfill it by worshiping unworthy idols. One of the biggest idols today is our phones, which we place at the center of our lives instead of Jesus. Maybe you have a different idol. Whatever it is, anything or anyone that takes God's place in your heart is an idol. So what can we do? By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can burn those idols like Josiah did long ago. Note, please don't literally burn your phone. The fumes are toxic. Burning today could look like setting restrictions on your phone, taking time to pause and remember your worth in Christ before you try to find it in an idol. Once we've removed the idol, our hearts need to be built up to become an altar to the true God. Josiah did this by calling Jerusalem together to read God's laws and to make a covenant with the Lord. In the same way, the Holy Spirit helps us as Christians to refocus our hearts on Christ alone. So let's talk about this. What idols do we have in our lives? The answer can be different for everybody. And what can we do to metaphorically burn those idols or take them away from our worship focus? Exodus 20:3 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." It's that simple. I challenge you to also read 2 Chronicles 34, 29 through 33, and Romans 12, 1 through 2, which also deal with this topic of idolatry. Reading this story today was very convicting to me, especially when the cell phone was mentioned. I've been thinking about how much I rely, depend, and need my cell phone. In fact, it's sitting on the desk right in front of me, right now. I had to ask myself, how different would my life look if I gave it up for an entire month? What positive habits would I form? How much better would my time be with the Lord? I'm not saying this is something you need to do or that there's one right answer when we decide to burn our idols, but this is something that I am personally going to do. I'll still have my phone, but I've decided to delete every app, turn off the Wi-Fi and data features, and only use my phone for texting and calling. That's it, for an entire month. It won't be easy, and I might get lost a few times trying to drive somewhere without the map app, but I think my conversations with the Lord will be enriched because of it. And my friends, whatever pain or discomfort is caused when we remove our idols, just remember, Christ is worthy of it all. Hey, thanks for listening to today's Unlocked. Have you ever thought about writing for Unlocked? If you go to unlocked.org, you can find our writer's guidelines and submit to the devotional. We would love to read whatever you send us. Okay, that's it for me. Until next time, I'm Emily, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.